Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading Since We Moved to Our New House, My Girlfriend Thinks We Are Being Watched by Aromatic Advisor 9197 from Reddit. I hope you enjoy this story, and a huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. Let's get started. It all started when I bought my first ever house. I was in my late 20s, so you can imagine how happy I was. It was a beautiful house in the suburbs. The outside walls were made of exposed brick, something I personally liked a lot. And there was plenty of space. Two bedrooms, and both of them with double beds, a modern kitchen, a big living room, two bathrooms, a basement, and an attic. My girlfriend at the time was uncertain about whether she would move in with me or not, since she'd have to quit her job. I found this house on Facebook at a surprisingly cheap price, but since it looked good, I didn't think much before sending a message to the realtor. We visited the house a few days later, and I was certain about buying it even before entering. The realtor was nice to me and showed me around, telling me all about the inside of the house. He asked me a few questions like, if I'd lived alone, if I had children, if I was new in town. It seemed a little too personal, but I thought he was just making conversation. The house was furnished, and so I asked if I'd have to pay for all the furniture, but he told me that the previous owners left it behind after a divorce, and the laziness to decide who takes what. I hope to achieve this level of richness someday. The basement was kinda small and had a bunch of old things like empty food cans on a metal shelf and boxes filled with school books. The realtor told me about a mouse and spider infestation down here, and how none of the owners ever managed to fix it. I didn't care at all and doubted I'd even come down here. When we got upstairs, I noticed something. There were cameras around the house. I asked the realtor about it, and he assured me the cameras never worked and were installed by one of the first residents who had three kids. Again, I didn't mind, especially when he pointed to some cut and bare wires hanging from the cameras. I ended up buying it and even received a first house discount, as the realtor called. I was so happy. I quickly brought some of the furniture I had at my parents' house and moved here. My girlfriend ended up joining me after some weeks, and that looked like the perfect house to start a family in. We were loving the experience of living together. She'd make us lunch, I'd make us dinner. We had a good sleep every night when we lived with our parents. Both of us had single beds, which made sleeping together kind of uncomfortable, and made our own rules. Everything was lovely. Until our third week of living there. My girlfriend woke up in the middle of the night saying she heard a noise downstairs. I got up and lit our bedroom light, trying to calm her down. She was positive she heard something that sounded like a knock on a window. Me, as the supportive boyfriend, got downstairs to prove her that there was nothing to worry about. It was a tree branch, I started laughing, and even took a video of the sound it made. I showed her that she didn't need to be paranoid, and that I'd always protect her, even from a tree branch. I caressed her head until we both fell asleep. I knew nothing was up, but for some reason, I felt that she kept trying to convince me that it wasn't just a tree branch. After that night, some of my things started to go missing, like a single sock, some ties, my deodorant, and even some of my underwear. I knew she was the one hiding them. So I didn't say anything, because if I looked concerned, she'd win this little game. Another night, my girlfriend woke me up, but this time she heard footsteps nearby our bedroom. I told her it was nothing, but she insisted. I, again, got up and opened our bedroom door. Nothing was there, but after I showed her the empty corridor, we both heard footsteps coming from the first floor. She started screaming and crying and even hid under the bed. I locked our door and quickly got downstairs, turning all the lights on and examining every part of the house. Again, I found nothing. I got upstairs and asked her what was that all about. She ended up confessing when she was a child, three men broke into her house and kept her whole family hostage, while they stole a bunch of things and even threatened to kill them if they didn't shut up. One of the men held a gun to my girlfriend's head. That's where all the trauma comes from. I held her close and promised that this would never happen to us. The next day, I called a locksmith to install two more locks in the front and back door, an alarm system to warn us if anyone came nearby the house, and even put bars in every window to prevent anyone from breaking in. All of this made my girlfriend feel safer, and it showed. I think everything went clean after I installed all of that. Some things kept going missing, but I was probably being inattentive. Since my girlfriend stopped listening to things outside the house at night, she's a lot more happy and hopeful about starting our family in this house. I love her so much. We went to the basement to inspect if there was anything we could turn that room into, because it was actually kind of cozy. We only had to throw some things away, like the food and the boxes. She said I could do some kind of man cave since I love playing video games, but I suggested a playroom to our future kids, and she loved the idea. She kissed me on the lips and told me about how excited she was. On that day, I knew I had to make her my wife as soon as possible. I bought the engagement rings and hid the little box they came in inside of a teddy bear I bought my girlfriend on a trip to Paris. It had a zipper on its back, so I just hid the little box inside the foam and put it back to its place. I waited a few days to propose because I wanted to make something impressive, like go on a trip with her or take her to the restaurant we met. I think 2 weeks have passed since I bought the rings. Me and my girlfriend were chilling on the couch, almost getting to the finale of Game of Thrones, and I was sleepy as hell. I told her I was almost falling asleep, and that she could watch it alone, and she agreed. I made her popcorn before going to bed and kissed her on the lips goodnight. I woke up to a scream downstairs. My girlfriend's scream followed by loud steps, and finally a door slam. Then, silence. I freaked out, started screaming and calling her. I looked to the living room from the top of the staircase. The popcorn bowl was empty, and there was no sign of her. I called the police immediately, my fingers shaking so much I could barely dial the right number. I sat on the grass in the front of the house and waited for them to come. The police came surprisingly quickly. While one of them searched the house, the other asked me about what had happened. I had nothing to explain. Someone just kidnapped my girlfriend out of nowhere, that's all I knew. The other officer came near us and told me that there was no sign of a break-in and asked me if the front door was locked when I came outside to wait for them, to which I said yes. They asked me if she sleepwalked. No. If someone had the keys. No. If someone would have any reason to hurt my girlfriend. No. If someone could be frogging, but that seemed absurd and I would have noticed by now. After all these questions, they said they had no reason to believe she was abducted and told me that she could have gotten angry about something I did and wanted to take a break. If she actually didn't come back soon, I should call them again. They just left. That made my blood boil. Anyone with a brain would realize that no one storms out in the middle of the night. I heard a scream. I heard loud footsteps. Someone must have picked the lock, or maybe someone had a copy of the keys. That didn't make any sense. What if someone was actually inside my house? I took the whole day to search for evidence. A single strand of hair, even. I needed something that could prove I wasn't crazy. I turned every room upside down, even the damn bathrooms. No sign of anyone other than me and her. I thought I was going insane, really. I climbed the stairs to the attic. I've never gone there, so it made my heart pound even faster. There was a dark and claustrophobic room without any windows. I illuminated the room with my cell phone's flashlight, but I couldn't find anything to get concerned with, just a couple more boxes and furniture covered in plastic. Then something stood out, a beautiful painting of some dude. There were hearts all around his face, like it had been done by a lover. I started to sob so hard I fell on my knees. What if she did leave me? What if the policemen were right? I got out of the attic and went to the living room once again. I fell on the couch, defeated. I looked at our photographs hanging on the walls, and photo frames at the side of the TV. I got up to reach the teddy bear from Paris and hugged it like it was her. My heart immediately froze. I couldn't feel the ring box. I opened the zipper on its back and noticed the box and the rings were gone. What the hell? That changed everything. This wasn't just a coincidence. Someone stole the rings, and I'm sure it wasn't her because we talked about it. That gave me the gas to keep searching for her. The last stop was the basement. It got even dustier than the last time I came here. I opened the boxes, tried moving some stuff, and examined the floor with my cell phone's flashlight. I looked at every corner, every single part of the ceiling, and when I pointed the flashlight to the metal shelf, I noticed that some parts of it were completely clean. even though most of it was covered by dust. I tried to keep calm. I needed to find my girlfriend. When I squatted to examine the lowest shelf, I saw it. A door. A little door, around 4 feet, looking like it wasn't intended to be found. There were a lot of things on the shelves. That's why I never saw anything. My heart started racing and I felt like I was going to faint at any moment. I moved the shelf to the side and got in front of the door. Since I was almost 6'1", I knew I'd have to crawl. I know this sounds insane. I know I should have just gone upstairs and called the police, but I swear my adrenaline was so spiked I couldn't stop. I opened the little door. When I got up from the floor, my jaw dropped. There was a house inside of that little door. It looked exactly like one of those studio apartments. There was a bed, a small kitchen, TV, a couch, a horizontal freezer, and a separate room that was probably a bathroom. Someone was living inside of my house. And all of the walls were filled with pictures of me. All of the walls, hundreds of pictures. Pictures of me sleeping, pictures when I'm naked, pictures of me just walking, pictures of me smiling, and no pictures of my girlfriend. What the hell was this? Some kind of sick joke of hers? I actually thought for a second that this was just a prank and that she proposed herself with the rings. For a moment, I felt relieved. That until I looked behind me, I saw a canvas. A canvas with a painting of me, almost finished, filled with a bunch of hearts, just like the painting I saw in the attic. At that moment, I heard the sound of a toilet being flushed. I ran like crazy towards that little door, not looking back. Someone was coming from that little bathroom towards me. I could hear the loud steps just like I heard the night my girlfriend went missing. I crawled and managed to get out of the room, so I kicked the little door and ran to the top of the stairs as quickly as I could. When I looked back, just for a second, I saw his face. He was passing through the little door, looking at me with a giant smile and wide eyes. It was terrifying. I quickly locked the basement door and dialed 911. They came quickly. I didn't hear anything from the basement while I waited, but maybe that's because I was breathing so loud I couldn't even hear my thoughts. The police went to the basement and found him lying on the bed. They took him into handcuffs. He had black, long hair, was completely pale, was really hairy, and was around 5'9" and was kind of fat. He had a smile on his face the whole time and kept staring at me, licking his lips. I was disgusted by that creature. I noticed he was wearing one of the engagement rings I bought. He was the one who stole it. They put him inside of the police car. When I looked at him, I saw he was kissing the blurry window, looking back at me. He kissed it with his white tongue. I threw up on the grass, disgusted. I wanted to kill him with my bare hands. One of the officers came and told me if I knew that the dude had access to the cameras. I told him that the realtor had told me that never even worked, but the officer said otherwise. The basement TV showed the view of all the cameras inside the house, and that's why this man always knew what we were doing and when we were asleep. We realized that the realtor could have something to do with all of this, but that required some more investigation. Some more officers came from the basement carrying what looked like a body wrapped in plastic. I never prayed so hard that this body was anyone else, but not my girlfriend. I started tearing up when I saw it. I asked to see the body. It was her, my lovely girlfriend, completely frozen. Her body was blood-stained and wounded. I lied on the grass and cried like someone was stabbing me. I should have listened to her when she said something was off about this house. I should have moved out when I had the chance. My whole world was shattered at that moment. Some time has passed since the incident, and my therapist insisted I should share my story with other people, serving as a way to vent and to warn others, but I want to give this some closure. Turns out this man has done this multiple times. The police found evidence of more than 3 crimes on his part of the basement. He always fell in love with the man and killed the girlfriend or wife, and I sincerely don't know how the police never found him. The killer was presumed dead when he was only 10 years old, apparently died in a car accident with his parents, since the police report said that his brother was the only survivor. He was living there for more than 30 years, and you know who knew about this? The realtor, his own brother. He was the one attracting victims, so that his psycho brother could have some fun. Funny thing is, I didn't even mention that my girlfriend would move in. Does that mean he just wanted to kill me? Seduce me? I have no clue and never will. Also, the realtor ran away when his brother got arrested and is still missing to this day. I still blame myself for it. I still wish I'd done it all differently, so here I am, opening myself to a bunch of strangers online. I only have a few lessons to share with you, and take them seriously. Always suspect good properties at a ridiculously low price, and above all, listen to what your partner has to say. Take them seriously. If I believed what my girlfriend had to say, she could still be here with me. That's the end of the story. Let me know what you thought in the comments below. Whether you're on YouTube or on Spotify, I'm not sure what your options are, but I appreciate you for listening. Thank you for choosing this story. If you're a Patreon member, well, I super appreciate you. Thank you for sticking around. And if you'd like to come join the Discord, it's totally up to you. Appreciate you for listening. Take care now. Bye-bye then.